Good morning. Can you hear me now? Okay, good. Do we put this aside, maybe? I would like your indulgence in having one more prayer. Can we pray too many times? So let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that the theme of life should be come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have told us that, and you long for us each one to know you deep in our souls, in our hearts, to accept you fully and live. And so I ask, Lord, that you would send the Holy Spirit to be on each one of us today, and that you would help me to say the words that you had in mind to be spoken this Sabbath day. We are grateful that you are a God that hears and answers prayer, even when there's a lot of darkness about, because with you is light, and in you there is no sin or darkness at all. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He had been watching him. He had been listening to him. He had been hoping to get an opportunity to talk with him. And finally, he found out where he would go in the evening for repose. And so he went to the Mount of Olives to find Jesus. He was hoping to get into a discussion, some repartee, because after all, he was well educated. And he was dissatisfied with the religion of his day. There was something about it that didn't add up. And so he went in the dark of the night, so that he wouldn't be seen by those who would know who he was. For he was an honored Pharisee. He was an individual that was well liked by many, because he wasn't the average Pharisee. He was one that was benevolent, gracious, willing to help others. But there was something in his mind that concerned him, and he wanted to get some clarification. So he went, and he sat down, began to talk to Jesus. And Jesus had been drawing him. That's why this song is so good, Margie. Come to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He was drawing him because he wanted to clear up the question in his mind. You must be born again. What? Of course, Nicodemus didn't say what. He made some offhand remark because it didn't make sense to him. And Jesus longed to make it clear to this man in his mind, so that he would become a follower. Because why had Jesus come? Jesus came on a rescue mission. He came to rescue whosoever will. Is there anyone that will listen? Anyone that will seek my face? And so, he said, you must be born again. How can an old person do that? He said. And what did Jesus say? You're a learned man in the church, and you don't know this? He was trying to help him recognize that the irritation that he felt in his own heart, Nicodemus' heart, indicated that he was not humble before God. And he needed to be humble before God so that God could use him in the way that he wanted to use him. And so they had their conversation, and Nicodemus went on his way. How long did it take Nicodemus to understand fully what went on that night? He began to look at the scriptures in a different light. He began to see a beauty in them and an understanding that he didn't have before. And so he studied and he studied. It took him 3 years to accept fully Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. But he did. And we'll talk a little bit later of what happened with Nicodemus. Jesus had been with the disciples, and they had traveled all through the countryside. And in order to get back to Jerusalem, they had to pass through Samaria. And it was near noontime, and Jesus was tired. Was he human as well as divine? Yes, he was. He was tired, and he was thirsty, and he saw a woman coming to the well. Now, where did the women usually come? What type of day did they usually come to the well to draw? In the morning. But she came at noon. She came at noon because she was hoping to see no one. She didn't want to see the condemnation on the faces of people who knew her. Because she had made a lot of wrong choices, and some were willing to make her feel shame. And so there she was at Jacob's well, which meant something very much to her because she was a Samaritan and Jacob was special to them. "Can you give me a drink?" Jesus said. She was astonished, for the Samaritans and the Jews did not speak unless there was a particular sale or something that they had to do. They were long enemies, and so she was astonished. "Why, you being a Jew, would talk to me?" "Well, if you knew about the living water that I could give you, you would ask it of me." "You have living water? Give me this water." And she began to change the subject to get away from her own lifestyle. And then he said, "Go get your husband and bring him, and I'll explain about the living water." "I don't have a husband." "You have rightly spoken, for you have had five, and the one that you are now with is not your husband." And again, she tried to divert the attention away from herself and onto this topic of discussion so that she would not be receiving the attention that she did not want. And she said, "I perceive that you're a prophet." She believed in prophets. She had studied the scriptures, even though her lifestyle did not measure up to what she knew. She knew the Word of God, and she was secretly interested in the Word of God and how it should affect her life. And she said, "Are you the one we're looking for?" He says, "I am." And did she give him the drink then? No. She had a stronger urge to do something, and that was to go back and tell as many people as she could to come and listen. This is the man. This is the Messiah. This is the one we've been looking for. One had to ponder 3 years. One had to evangelize right away. But both of them had never heard someone speak with such authority, such love, and such willingness to accept them. No shame was involved in either direction. Yes, he did say to Nicodemus, you're a man of the cloth, essentially, and yes, you don't, and yet you don't know. He was trying to break down barriers so that Nicodemus would pay attention. So we know what happened. The people came and they listened to Jesus. And that was the first evangelistic meeting in Samaria. Jesus knows the longing of each heart here. And he knows that the true satisfaction is in the friendship with him. And a friendship with him is like a friendship with anyone in that you have to spend time alone in order to understand that friend. How do we understand about Jesus? The Word of God gives us an example of his life, how he treated people. But we want to do those things. We want to treat people that way. And still we make mistakes, and still we say, oh, why did I say that? Why did I do that? He says, come to me. I don't condemn you. Learn of me. Taste and see that my way is the way, and that I love you beyond comprehension. He's on a rescue mission. He was on a rescue mission when he was there with Nicodemus and with the Samaritan woman. But he is on a rescue mission today for you and for me. He wants to hear everything about you from you, not from others, but from you. He wants you to spend time with him. Would it be strange if you had an appointment every morning before breakfast, and in the beginning, while you're there and you're talking to your very best friend, and then life gets busy, and it goes from an hour or two down to 30 minutes and maybe 15 minutes, and maybe, oh, I'm just too busy today. How long would you have that friend? How long? It would be with whomever you spent the most time. Jesus spent all night in prayer talking to his friend, his father. He says, I know you're with me always. And he needed that relationship to get through what he was going to go through. And what do we need to get through what we are going through? We need Christ, who died for us, who shed his blood for us, who helped us every step of the way, even when we didn't recognize it. So what happened to Nicodemus when Christ was put on the cross? And he drew all men to him by being on the cross. Everything that he had been studying for the last 3 years and what Christ had told him in that encounter began to make sense. And all of his means he went to support the church. He became a poor man, but rich in his relationship with Christ. And the only thing that truly matters on planet Earth that is our opportunity to have is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And not some ethereal up here relationship, but a relationship where we hear what he has to say and we look at the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, and it comes alive. And we recognize that we can't be that person, that Jesus wants us to be apart from him. We can't do it. Whatever it requires of us to spend time alone with him is what we need to do. Because the power that he got from his Father is in this word. In John 3, I think it's 3, probably it's 2, yeah, it's 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came by night to Jesus and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And the Samaritan woman said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And then after he answered her, she said, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And then the woman said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither worship me in the mountain or in Jerusalem. You will be worshiping the Father. Salvation is of the Jews, for we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I know that we've heard it many times. Just come to Jesus, and it'll be all right. It's not only coming to Jesus that makes it right. It's staying with Jesus. It's abiding with Jesus. It's listening and obeying Jesus. And we can't do it on our own. His power has to come into the life. And he promises to give us that power. For he wants to what? Rescue us. Save us from this planet. And give us an abundant life now. Not just sometime in the future. He wants us to have an abundant life now. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that you and Christ decided that the rescue mission had to be put into operation. And Jesus came here to show us his example, to tell us how much we need him. And may we go away from here today, Lord, with renewed energy to spend time alone with him, so that we will, when we are called upon to do something, whatever it may be, that we know in his power we can do it, that we cannot on our own. And we praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.